Yes, everybody, welcome to United Review. This is Stephen Howson and this is Abdul. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Buzzing, another win.
United have won 3-0 at Craven Cottage and actually made it such an easy night out. I mean, do you know what? In the build-up to this game, all I was thinking is, please just get through this. Get through this and get on to Tuesday, where we're going to have an absolutely monumental game at Old Trafford. And we did it.
Yeah, I think we did it in great fashion as well. I felt the problem that we've had in recent games, no matter what team we've really played, is that we've not really asserted our dominance in every game. And I felt like we did that today. And we've seen Spurs go to Fulham and have to pull that goal in the end. So it's not an easy place to go to. I know they're bottom of the league and that, but it was still going to be a bit of a difficult game considering we've had to bring Dumb and Dumber back in centre-half and we've had to rotate a bit of the side round and players aren't physically fit, so...
Not only that, we did all of that, but at the end of the day, you go away from home and you score 3 goals.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can moan about that. Yeah, you've just got to say, well done to the lads for doing that, and well done to the lads for getting through without any scrapes ahead of Tuesday. Now, Ollie said in the build-up to this game, this is a test of character. So we sort of had a bit of an inkling he was going to start a bit of rotating ahead of the Paris game. So he's done that. We've come through it. I mean, for all the times we've said, what if he's fucking mint? He's mint. I saw Gaz tweeted something earlier, and for the first time ever, I completely agree with what Gaz is saying. And he said, Ollie deserves this job, not on the basis of some sentiment or romanticism that he's an old legend that's returning that could come and do it. No, he deserves the job on the evidence of him doing the job.
I think people that are questioning whether Ollie can take the job or not at the end of the season... Loads of them are doing it at the fact that they think it's more of a romance thing, that, oh, he's come back and he won us the treble 20 years ago and now he's here and he's going to take over. If it was another manager that stepped in, some of those people would have been saying give him the job, and some people think it's just at the back end of that. And like you said, he's doing brilliantly. We're playing great attacking football, we're dominating teams when we have to, and it's been good.
William Price in the comments says, anyone remember when Housen said Pogba was leaving? I said he was 80% going, and actually Paul Pogba's own brother come out and pretty much said the exact same thing, that United was trying to get rid of him in the summer, so stick up your ass, my friend. Right, we are going to be talking about Paul Pogba. Currently, I think, and you've got some data that might back this up, I think Paul Pogba is currently the best player in the world, best midfielder, and let's get it right. David De Gea is best goalkeeper in the world, best player in the world. But I think Paul Pogba, best midfielder in the world at the moment, and you've got some sick stats.
Without a doubt. So in every game he's played under Ollie, he's had an impact. So whether a goal or assist, at least, other than one game, which was Newcastle away, and he was still pretty good in that game. So it just shows that. I was just speaking with a couple of people about this, and, you know, having debates over Twitter, because I put it out there. I said he's the best Premier League player right now, and I don't think it's even a debate. We've grown up watching, you know, likes of Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard, all these top midfielders. At times, you don't feel that they don't assert their authority on a pitch sometimes, you know, with like goals or assists. They've got an unbelievable range of passing. They change the game. They run the game. Pogba's doing both. He's getting the goals and assists and he's running the game. He deserves respect. He's currently the best midfielder in the world. And you can't even argue against it. It's just as simple as that. It's a fact.
Give us the stats. What's his involvement for... since Ollie's took over?
So since Ollie's took over, he's had 2 assists against Cardiff, so straight off the bat, and then 2 goals against Huddersfield, 2 goals and an assist against Bournemouth. Brilliant. Then we had Newcastle where he didn't get involved in a goal, and assist away at Spurs, which was fantastic.
Oh, what it?
Absolutely brilliant. Pants Brighton, off. Goal. Burnley with the penalty goal as well. Leicester away, brilliant assist to Marcus Rashford. And Fulham today, brilliant goal, and he gets his penalty. And that, for me, when we're looking at some of those assists, I'm remembering, that shows for me the passing range that he's got, you know, the capability of him creating on top of the goals. He's not just the Dele Alli who can get in the box and get the goals and add that side to his game. On top of that, he's creating and he's pulling off passes that no player in the Premier League, only other than, you know, like Sir De Bruyne that you see that pulls it off in games. And fair enough, De Bruyne is up there. But there's not many that can do that. And when you add the goals and assist to that creativity, he's unstoppable.
Get your questions in using the hashtag United Review. Patreon group, I'm going to come to you guys in a second. I just want to have a quick look there at Paul Pogba's actions. They've been on screen. So his pass distribution is always a link between him and Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
Herrera is where he's going. But this is what I am liking now. And this is what it's not happened much, but when it does happen, I like it. And that's when the ball comes from Pogba into, not even just Pogba, but when it comes from the midfield into one of the forwards as a frequent pass. And there you see Tony Marshall being found by Paul Pogba very frequently. And looking at Paul Pogba's actions, he's got one on our 6-yard box right in front of the goal. He's got one just to the left of that. There's quite a few in our half, but as you would expect against somebody like Fulham, the majority on the left-hand side and in the opposition third. Even a few on the right-hand side as well there. Genuine box-to-box midfielder, gets involved at both ends, and at the moment is almost unplayable in midfield. So vital to what we do as a counter-attacking side. I mean, one of the things that I noticed early does, let's have a look at the average positions of both teams, actually. Because one thing I noticed very early doors was that Fulham was playing a very, very high line. And I went, they put us under pressure, didn't they, early doors? And I went, do you know what? I like this, because what it shows me is that we're going to be able to get in behind them. Definitely. And then both of the first two goals come as a result of getting in behind them. Less so with Pogba's, but we did get to the byline and chip it back in. What a goal. I mean, he had no right to score that goal. No right to score that goal.
It's ridiculous.
And then obviously Tony Marshall's, we got in behind them. They had a high line and we exploited that. You can see using the average positions there, Fulham all over the show, really. One defender sort of sitting back, one's a little bit higher and very attacking. They didn't really sit there and park the bus. They tried to come for us and it benefited.
Once you play like that, the worst thing that can happen to you is having Martial up against you and Paul Pogba, because
Phil Jones docking balls
25 yards 25 yards nearly scored. That would have topped it off, innit?
And then we got United's average touch, average positions there, almost looking at Pogba's position compared to Matic and Herrera, almost, like a
proper 10 roll sort of today, innit?
I mean, really, I mean, him and Lukaku are almost on each of us toes there. That's kind of crazy. Marshall, as you'd expect, the further forward one. Mata, actually, way more on the right than I expected to see him, actually. Yeah. I thought he would be way more. In my head, he was involved a lot more centrally than that. But, again, very impressed. This was a tough game. This was a tough game. I mean, the actual game wasn't a tough game, but this was a tough game to plan for. This was a tough game to prep for. This was a tough game to be able to
look ahead.
I mean, the preview I did yesterday, I've got Solskjaer's dilemma. You've got to rotate. You've got to protect some of your superstars, but you've also got to win this game. Yeah. And that is the dilemma that faces Solskjaer in this. I think now United have set ourselves up perfectly for top four. We've got the league table there. This is obviously as it stands. Liverpool are currently playing, so expect that to change. Now, essentially. But as you can see there, when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer took over, United was 11 points off top four, and everyone went, top four's got to be our thing. I don't know if we can do it, but top four's got to be where we go for. We're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it. We've done it. It's not over yet. The league's not finished, but we clawed back 11 points. So we're inside it.
11 points off, was it Arsenal who were fourth? Or was it Spurs?
I don't know who it was. Can't remember who it was, but it was 11 points outside the top four.
And then you had like Chelsea who were 13, 14, now ahead of them.
And now it's 11 points off the top. Now, no one's going to be sitting here and saying, yeah, we'll do that. Not a problem. What do you reckon? About end of March. There, no
Did
problem.
Did it in 2 months. Sweet.
Did it in 2 months. Yeah, so we're talking 10-week piece of piss. No, I don't think we're going to get there. But I do think we get above Spurs. I do think that two wins over Spurs. And if we do get above Spurs, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. If we finish third with the way our season's gone, that is a brilliant season.
Absolutely.
Since Ollie's taken over.
The next fixtures, though. The next three.
That's where the test comes in, man. The proper test, because we've been tested. We were told that he has to get tested. We went to teams like Leicester away. Still a bit of a test. They've done all right.
Absolutely.
Against big
sides. Fulham
aren't, struggled against them at times.
Fulham aren't a good team.
We played Spurs.
But you've got
that was a real test. I know we had our luck, but that's how it goes. At the end of the day, we got the win. Arsenal away in the cup in between that.
It's also good to see so many players with goals.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
goals
not only
spread
that,
all over the attacking
Pogba's
line.
Pogba's got 8 assists as well. So that's 19 goal contributions in I think 22 games. Something like that. Yeah. If your centre forward was doing that, you'd be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let alone your centre mid. Fantastic.
That's why that's the whole argument with me with Pogba, that he's putting these numbers up whilst doing all these ridiculous passes that no one has in his locker in the Premier League, bar likes the De Bruyne and the odd player that pops up here and there.
Right, let's do a little test with you guys. Do you want Solskjaer as the permanent manager? I want a like for yes and a downvote for no. You can also give me a comment for yes, no, maybe, or why, or what the caveat for that is as well in the comments. But I want to like, if you want Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, if you've got to make a decision today, before Paris, you can't give me, I want to wait until see Paris, you have to make a decision today. Let's say Mulder are coming tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and they're going to say, listen, we need a decision before we start hiring a new manager, because if he's going to stay here, we've got to start a recruitment process. Obviously, we've been good enough to let you take him and disrupt our progress for the season. We've decided we need an answer because it looks like you're probably going to keep him. So what are you doing? Tell us. So what are you doing? I want to like if you're keeping him, and I want to downvote if you're not keeping him. And I want you to let me know in the comments exactly why, the reasoning behind what you're saying. So top four, I think it's a certainty from this point in. I don't think we're falling it away.
I don't think we'll fall off the top four. I think Arsenal riding their luck a little bit at times this season. You really get to see it. Aubameyang, I think's out. Ozil's out for them today. I don't think they're on the side.
Did you give us the stats about what Pogba's doing compared to Messi and Mbappe in that?
Oh yeah, so Pogba will
hang
get
on.
Out.
Right, listen.
Really good start.
Get ready to take your pants off because this is phenomenal.
So, goals involvement since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has joined. Paul Pogba, 13. Messi, 9. Mbappe, 8. Ronaldo, 7. Eden Hazard, 5. That's putting.
So he's nearly done three times as much as Hazard has.
These guys are all front attacking line players. You got to think, and they're the best in the world. They're the best in the world. You got Mbappe, Hazard, Ronaldo, Messi. Look at the team that they're playing.
Wow.
And on top of that, like I keep,
and we're arguably the worst team out of all of those.
Yeah, and I keep repeating it. On top of that, he's running the absolute show in midfield. How can you argue that he's not the best player in the Prem? How can you even argue? It's not a debate. He's the best in the Prem right now.
Right, let's have a look at what some of the questions are on Twitter. Thanks for sending these in using the hashtag UnitedReview and Ollie is mint. Paul Pogba, unplayable at times, simply world-class, but Ander Herrera yet again, for me, makes such a difference to our play. Get his contract sorted ASAP along with David De Gea, says Graham McGraw. Yeah. All of the above, yes. Absolutely yes. Totally yes.
It's taking United fans a bit of time and obviously Ollie to come in to notice what Herrera does.
Don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Well, us, we've always been there.
I literally went to go to Bilbao because I buzzed off Herrera that much. That's why I went.
I absolutely love Ander, and the quality was always there for me. Defensively, he's there, keeps everything ticking in midfield. He's a different midfielder you don't get in every side.
We've got another question here from Wingate. Why do you think we keep insisting on Mata at right wing? A lot of people want him gone, but if played properly, he could be our David Silva. Do you know what? I agree with the above as well. It's something I've been saying for a little bit, that you have to play pace with this system that Ollie plays. You have to go with the quickest players that you've got, and you have to get them the ball in front of them into the channels, and then you have to let them chase after it. Wan-Mata can't do that. So Wan-Mata becomes a liability, but where Wan-Mata is not a liability is his football brain, his touch, and his intelligence, and his ability to pick out a final pass. Wan-Mata in the team, you could, if you was going to, like, let's say you're playing Cardiff and you're playing Huddersfield and you're playing Fulham and you're playing at home, right? I don't think you could play, I don't think it'd be a problem playing Herrera in the six, give Matic a day off.
Yeah.
Pogba and Mata together.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Central.
100%.
With a proper winger on the right, which I don't necessarily think we have, but
there's enough footballing ability in that midfield, mate. Like, David Silva, so the example of David Silva is he was moved back further down the pitch, and I think he's not got the best amount of strength or pace, but David Silva still runs the show in midfield and can handle when there is press, because once he's in those areas with space he can create. I don't think Mata is looked at doing that United right now, and that's the problem with having him here.
Right, I'm going over to the Patreon group for some questions. So I have had a few people asking me, like, what is the Patreon group, because I do mention it a fair little bit. So the Patreon group basically is a group of people that are donating to get extra content and support this channel. Now, I don't know how many of you realise it. Someone actually thought that this was green screen. So this is all green screen, all of this. Can't touch any of this. That's all computer-generated effects. I've got a City Centre studio in Manchester. I've not got that for any other reason than the fact that the people on Patreon supported me. Not only that, you'll see me and Abdul in here and you'll see the graphics changing. We're not doing that shit. There's a guy behind the camera doing that shit. There's a full lot of there's a team of seven guys in here that are making all this content, and we are making this content better. This time last year I was doing it in my loft. Alright, I thought it was alright, to be honest. This time this year we are doing it in a City Centre studio. We've got fucking lights and monitors and a fat camera and all that sort of stuff. The reason we've got all that is to make better content. Now, the reason all this content gets better is because, and if you're not donating, cool, I got no problem with that. It goes out free on YouTube and we make better content. It enables us to get better guests. It enables us to go do some of the trips abroad, all that sort of stuff. The reason I'm able to do that is by the absolute G's that are on Patreon. And for that, they get extra content, Patreon podcast, a behind the scenes vlog about all this kind of stuff. There is more shows that we're going to be unlocking as we start hitting different tiers as well, including bringing back the Thursday Club and a number of other things. We have currently got a FIFA tournament, and before I get stuck into the Patreon questions, actually, play your fucking matches. So we've got a worldwide FIFA tournament. If you're a member of Patreon, you know about it. If you're not a member of Patreon, you don't know about it. But someone is going to get called the FIFA World Champion, because we've got like regional worldwide groups. They're all over the place. Yeah. UK, America, Asia. I'm not sure if we've got an African one, but basically the entire world. There's a few hundred people playing it. There's group stages. Play the games. You've got till the end of February or you're going to start forfeiting. We're going to put the onus on the home, whoever's home, the home tie, to start making contact. If you're in the Patreon group and you want to be able to contact someone, message me and I'll tell you either their email address or their Twitter so you can contact them, because people aren't responding to just ask, you know, adding them on like a PlayStation or Xbox or stuff like that. So there's all sorts going on in Patreon, and there's all sorts planned. And the reason that we're doing all of this is because of the support that we get through the people on Patreon. I'm trying to get to 1,000 Patreon members by the end of the season, and if we get there, there'll be extra shows that get added for everyone behind the scenes as well. And I've seen someone moaning that I'm doing extra stuff. Well, you still get a full content upload schedule on YouTube. This is extra for the people that put their hand in the pocket, and it's less than £1 a week. So if you want to buy me like one bottle of beer a month equivalent, to if you like the content, then that's what it is. You'll find the link to that in the description if you want to get in the mix. Anyway, Connor says, Pogba, world's best midfielder. I mean, where's your list? Because he's not even anyone close to him, I don't think, at the moment.
Right now, no. No one's performing anywhere near him. Anywhere near him. Absolutely not.
Milan says, did you enjoy our captain being good for once? I enjoyed it, the fact it wasn't Ashley Young. Jack says, the best piece of play we saw from Lukaku today was from the right wing. He looked isolated in the centre and got caught offside too many times. Do you see him being more effective on the right wing or on the right of a front two? Yeah, I don't think he can do right wing because he can't do the defensive side of the game because obviously he's only got the mobility, but I do like him on that right hand side of a two.
It's almost like when it's a bit more narrow and a diamond shape, he does pretty well off the right.
Trinific says, this would have been a perfect game for Mason and Chong to come off the bench. Yeah, I picked Chong in my 11 yesterday.
Yeah,
just because I always wanted to see that. Yeah. I said at the time it's not gonna happen, like, but it's what I say. But you're right, I absolutely agree with you. This is the perfect opportunity to do that sort of stuff. Damiano says, Patreon group is the start of an exclusive elite clique. You're absolutely right, and it's fucking quality in there. Every single day there is just all sorts of chat, chaos, banter and madness that's going on there. There's like a Discord chat which you get access to, which is just full of maniacs all day long, and it's really good. Hugo says, because he scored a couple more, Fulham were pretty shit. Guess we're holding back a bit though, saving that 5-0 performance for Tuesday. I agree that I thought we did hold back, but I thought it was almost like a bit of a respect thing.
Dominant.
We didn't really want to push Fulham too hard, and
we looked comfortable, which is different to some of the games we played recently.
It's about time we're comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would be your captain, De Gea, Ander, or someone else?
Ander, not even going to think twice.
Yeah, I say Ander, but I think Pogba deserves to be in the mix. Like Pogba, a lot of things you're hearing about him. Yeah,
Pogba deserves it. He's a proper winner on that side.
No? Tino says, do you think Martial should practice crossing and add it to his game? There's times he should, but his left foot's a bit weak, isn't it? He always comes in on his right. I mean, that finish.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Do you think that was better than Giggs's? They ran the same amount of distance. I think he was under more pressure than Giggs was, and the finish was harder because Giggs just twatted it and like Seaman almost jumps out of the way of it. I if anyone can explain to me what the fuck David Seaman's doing, because he jumps backwards, he like doesn't get any higher.
Given us the
if Seaman stands up, he hits him in the face. Go back and watch that goal and tell me that Seaman doesn't fucking absolutely phone that.
Do you remember one goal similar to that though? Ronaldo at Fulham away, 06-07. Takes it down left, important part of the season, and gets that goal.
Who do you guys think in the comments? Captain, top three. I think it might be that. Ander,
Pogba,
De Gea.
Yeah, that's mine.
Matthew, do you think Ollie waited a bit too long to take Pogba off field after the third goal? He should have taken off straight away. Nitpicking though. Secondly, how come the only thing worse than Chris Smalling's hair and his veganism is his performances for United? Yeah, he had worse hair than Babel, who's just got like red spray painted hair, which is a massive achievement.
Yeah, he's had it for ages now as well.
What if his mint says Nebby?
He is mint.
Proven. Josh says Marshall, Rashford and Lingard as the front three for PSG. Yes. And please discuss that Phil Jones funder cunt. New contract. I'm in a good mood, man. I don't want to get downed by two of the contract issues which face us. I think Ashley Young's holding out for 2 years, which the cheek of the bastard. Ryan Giggs and Paul Scholes only used to get a year extension at this age, and that's the norm. You asking for two? Cough. It says, anyone checked up on Graham Souness? Yeah, Graham Souness is probably struggling at the moment, I think. Is Mick Mayo our fourth best midfielder? I want to say I hope not, but to have an actual think about it. I think Jimmy Garner's better than him, but without the evidence so that he's better than him. What if he is?
Andreas.
To be fair, Fred and Andreas aren't doing it. Even if McMayonnaise comes in and just keeps it simple.
My argument with Fred is that he's not actually had a run of games. And I think he still needs to adapt a little bit. I don't know if he'll be good or not, but I think he deserves a bit of a chance and a bit of a run of games. But you won't get it in this climate, so I'm not complaining. I understand why he's not, but I'd like to see him in a cup game or something.
What can Ollie do to get the best out of Lukaku? He's definitely a top player there. Just wish we could get the contract, the correct system to help him succeed. I think the 4-4-2 diamond and play him on the right side.
I'm with that as well.
Ansi's ready. Is it time to include Lukaku in the list of players that don't suit the style of football, at least not through the middle? Not necessarily.
I think the issue is he has his uses, but you can't keep a striker of the profile of Lukaku has his uses, where you might be able to cash in on him and Sanchez. What do you think of Sanchez as well? Sorry to get you out there, but he's another one that I'm not too sure.
The thing is, you could probably cut your losses on both of those and really strengthen other areas if you did. I mean, you're going to take a massive hit. You're probably looking to get 50 million for Lukaku if you try to sell him now. No, I would like to keep him because he is different to what we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an Arnautovic. He's certainly not someone that you would think that could hold. He's not a Mandzukic. You know, he's not a Muller. But there are ways you can use him. And I think, you know, if you did get an injury at Rashford, then what are you going to do?
Yeah, true.
So I think you could throw Mason Greenwood in, but mega unproven and actually struggling at under 23s with a physicality, killing it at 18s. But that he is going to have an issue with physicality until he settles with it.
Yeah.
You know, and he might win a lot of free kicks just by being little. Ant says, is it time to? No, we've had that one. Mitt says, can Ollie break our unbeaten record? All major competitions. It's 45 matches from the 26th of December 98 to the 3rd of October 99. What happened then? Something happened there. Yeah, don't know what happened. Did all right though, I think.
Yeah.
Man, what a run that was. I personally think it's guaranteed, Mitch says. But we are now 11.
Yeah, you got some big games coming up, man.
I'm gonna say no. If he gets to 20, just unbeaten.
With the games that we've got coming up.
If he gets to 20, honestly, we might as well just start organising a riot for if they don't give him a job now.
Yeah.
Start organising a riot. Start picking out what you're gonna wear. Who would you start alongside Lindelof on Tuesday? Thought Smalling did well against Mitrovic, but he's not playing Mitrovic, he's playing Cavani.
Mbappe.
And yeah, I would probably go with Bay and Lindelof. I think they're our
easy
best
choice for me.
Oi gives a shout out. I've just joined up, says Will 907. Also, tell me, how good does it feel? It feels good.
Yeah, feels pretty good.
Legendary 6-8. Marshall did pretty much 50% of that Maradona goal. I think that Marshall goal might be better than Giggs' goal because of the pressure that was on him and they tried to trip him and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and the finish was definitely better.
His footwork's ridiculous.
Obviously, the occasion, Fulham in the league when you're already winning versus what Giggs did in the semi-final of a cup, incomparable, but, you know, and then obviously Maradona did it in a World Cup semi-final, which I guess is all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Against England, though.
What do you think the atmosphere will choose? It'll be fucking bouncing. I can't wait. I'm thinking I could just stay up, although I think my baby's going to make sure I pretty much stay up from now till then.
I'm nervous/excited.
I'm just excited.
The maddest thing is now that I live like a walk from the ground, I'm like going to walk out my house and see all the United fans walking, so I'm going to be buzzing for it from the get-go.
The unknown genius says, did you see the Rodri Giggs ad?
It's like, that is amazing. That is the greatest thing ever made, ever. I don't care. It's
we had Quinton Fortune in here yesterday, and as we wrapped, I saw that advert and went, look at this, and he just was going, oh.
That was literally, that was actually everyone's reaction. It's brilliant, mate.
If you want to see the Quinton Fortune podcast, there's a warm down coming out with him, which is tomorrow. He's going to premiere at 11 o'clock. So get in there. I'm going to be in the comments as well, chatting to you guys. He went for a brew with Ollie at Carrington, and he says the family vibe is back again at United, thanks to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So we are going to wrap it up there. Thank you guys for joining us. Please go and check out the Patreon group. We are trying to get to 1,000 by the end of this season, and you guys can help us do that. See the benefits that you get and make a decision for yourself if that's something that you are interested in getting. From me and Abdul, go give him a follow on Twitter. Busy guy at the moment.
Yeah,
busy guy. There's all sorts popping off in the next week, and of course we have got that massive game against Paris Saint-Germain, and I can't fucking wait. Thanks for watching. See you in the next one. Ooh.